Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Tonight, we've got the biggest rivalry in rugby league, the South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Sydney Roosters going head-to-head once again. Now, for me, living in Sydney, this is by far and away my favourite rivalry in rugby league. There is so much passion, and this just divides South Sydney and the eastern suburbs of Sydney every single time these two clash. There's just something in the air around this game. I absolutely love it. I can't wait to watch tonight's game. I mean, there's no argument that, you know, the Sydney Roosters, they have been a much better side this year. There's no question about that. They've probably been a better side for 2 years now. They've been on another level. But South Sydney, they always find a way to get up for this game. And as I've said on this podcast a few times, I think they've looked very ordinary the last month or so. But I really think tonight they're going to stand up. And I cannot wait to watch this game of footy. Yeah, Adam Reynolds, your Cody Walkers, these guys, they absolutely love this clash. And, you know, a lot of this game's going to come down to the South middlemen, whether they can hold the Roosters. Last week, the Canterbury Bulldogs, their pack, they ran riot over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It was a real worry. This game, there's a lot of passion surrounding it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the middlemen respond. And if they do respond this week, and all they have to do is hold their own against the Roosters, they don't even have to win the ruck. If they can hold their own against the Roosters, it'll mean that their little men, Adam Reynolds, Cody Walker, Damien Cook, they can play their footy and they can get them in this game. Missing Luttrell is massive, absolutely huge. It would have been massive to see them finally play the Roosters with Luttrell at fullback, and when he's fit and firing, it would have been sensational. But, of course, it wasn't meant to be. Luttrell's out injured. Got Corey Allen at fullback. AJ's back on the wing. There's plenty of options here for South Sydney. And it's one of those games that it really doesn't count for anything. I mean, if Newcastle win their game, it means that South Sydney can't go anywhere on the ladder. They can't go down, they can't go up. So it quite possibly could be a dead rubber. But we all know, between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, dead rubbers, they simply don't exist. I'm so excited to watch this game. Friday nights are made for Roosters versus Rabbitohs. I'm going to leave you here with a little clip from Sydney Roosters former captain Anthony Minicello when he was on my podcast. He starts off talking about their 2014 prelim final against the Rabbitohs. Of course, the Rabbitohs win that game. It's Minicello's last ever game of footy. He scores with his last ever touch of the footy in rugby league. A great story. And of course, the Rabbitohs, they go on to win the comp the next week. He then dives into the rivalry and how it's been building over the decades in rugby league. A sensational clash tonight. I can't wait. Enjoy your footy this weekend. If you're in a Supercoach grand final like myself, best of luck. Send me a message. Let me know how your game's travelling. And Timmy Williams, if you're listening, good luck, brother. Bring home the dough. Enjoy your footy this weekend. Playing the Rabbitohs. Prelim final. You score two tries. Not the result you wanted, but a pretty special way to finish.
Yeah, look, I remember, we stuffed up in that first semi-final game. You know, we should have been playing the Bunnies in a grand final, and that would have been the biggest grand final.
Imagine that, my God.
I know. We lost to Penrith and put us on their side of the draw. Now, that was their year, the Bunnies, but I feel if we played them in a grand final, I don't know, things could have been a little bit different. But, you know, we come out that first half and we were on fire. I remember we could have went in 18-0 up. I think James Maloney try got called back. So 12-0 up, and we come into the second half, and again, we sort of just fall apart, and a couple of their players were just on fire that night, Sammy Burgess and one of the other guys that left to England play rugby. He was just on. So we got dusted, and then we come back towards the end, and what a special moment really was. My last ever touch in rugby league was a try. So that, you know, that's pretty, you know, I don't think too many people can ever say that. You know, I can't remember, I got the ball off Aiden Guerra and the bell went and Greg Inglis tackles me out of the try and then I scored a try. And, you know, the Bunnies made a guard of honour as well. And, you know, it was a sad moment, but I was ready to retire.
We speak about that great rivalry between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. What does that rivalry mean to you?
It's huge. It's the biggest rivalry in the game, without doubt. It's just because we're neighbouring clubs, but it goes back 100 years when, you know, Coogee and Randwick were our areas and the council took those areas off us and gave them the South. So that's where it all started. And then players getting poached by both clubs over the years. So the hatred is real. But, you know, off the field, it's all cool. But on the field, it's on. And it's just, it's, you know, you walk into any of the clubs and they, first thing they say is, you got to beat the Bunnies. Or they would say, you got to beat the Roosters as well. So it's a great one.
What's the vibe around training the week you're playing the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, Chairman's there. You know, he's nervous. It's just a different vibe. The intensity's up. Everyone's saying, you've got to beat the Bunnies. You've got to beat them. You know what I mean? So it's a pretty cool feeling.